Sonnets by William Shakespeare. Sonnets 121 to 130. Sonnet 121. 'Tis better to be vile than vile esteemed, when not to be received reproach of being, and the just pleasure lost, which is so deemed not by our feeling, but by others seen. For why should others' false adulterate eyes give salutation to my sportive blood? Or on my frailties why are frailer spies, which in their wills count bad what I think good? No, I am that I am, and they that level at my abuses reckon up their own. I may be straight, though they themselves be bevel. By their rank thoughts my deeds must not be shown, unless this general evil they maintain. All men are bad, and in their badness reign. Sonnet 122. Thy gift, thy tables, are within my brain full character with lasting memory, which shall above that idle rank remain beyond all date, even to eternity. Or, at the least, so long as brain and heart have faculty by nature to subsist, till each to raised oblivion yield his part of thee, thy record never can be missed. That poor retention could not so much hold, nor need I tallies thy dear love to score. Therefore to give them from me was I bold, to trust those tables that receive thee more. To keep an adjunct to remember thee, or to import forgetfulness in me. Sonnet 123. No, time, thou shalt not boast that I do change. Thy pyramids, built up with newer might, to me are nothing novel, nothing strange. They are but dressings of a former sight. Our dates are brief, and therefore we admire what thou dost foist upon us that is old, and rather make them born to our desire than think that we before have heard them told. Thy registers and thee I both defy, not wondering at the present nor the past. For thy records and what we see doth lie, made more or less by thy continual haste. This I do vow, and this shall ever be. I will be true, despite thy side and thee. Sonnet 124. If my dear love were but the child of state, it might for fortune's bastard be unfathered. As subject to time's love or to time's hate, weeds among weeds or flowers with flowers gathered. No, it was builded far from accident. It suffers not in smiling pomp, nor falls under the blow of thralled discontent, whereto the inviting time our fashion calls. It fears not policy, that heretic which works on leases of short-numbered hours, but all alone stands hugely politic, that it nor grows with heat, nor drowns with showers. To this I witness call the fools of time, which die for goodness, who have lived for crime. Sonnet 125. Were it aught to me I bore the canopy, my extern the outward honoring, or laid great bases for eternity, which proves more short than waste or ruining? Have I not seen dwellers on form and favor lose all and more by paying too much rent, for compound sweet foregoing simple savor, pitiful thrivers, in their gazing spent? No, let me be obsequious in thy heart, and take thou my oblation, poor but free, which is not mixed with seconds, knows no art but mutual render, only me or thee. Hence, thou suborned informer, a true soul when most impeached stands least in thy control. Sonnet 126. O thou, my lovely boy, who in thy power dost hold time's fickle glass, his sickle hour, who hast by waning grown, and therein showest thy lover's withering as thy sweet self growest, if nature, sovereign mistress over rack, as thou goest onwards, still will pluck thee back. She keeps thee to this purpose, that her skill may time, disgrace, and wretched minutes kill. Yet fear her, O thou minion of her pleasure. She may detain, but not still keep, her treasure. Her audit, though delayed, answered must be, and her quietus is to render thee. Sonnet 127. In the old age, black was not counted fair, or, if it were, it bore not beauty's name. But now is black beauty's successive heir, and beauty slandered with a bastard shame. For since each hand hath put on nature's power, fairing the foul with art's false borrowed face, sweet beauty hath no name, no holy bower, but is profaned, if not lives in disgrace. Therefore my mistress' brows are raven black, her eyes so suited, and they mourners seem at such who, not born fair, no beauty lack, slandering creation with a false esteem. Yet so they mourn, becoming of their woe, that every tongue says beauty should look so. Sonnet 128. How oft when thou, my music playest upon that blessed wood, whose motion sounds with thy sweet fingers, when thou gently swayest the wiry concord that mine ear confounds, do I envy those jacks that nimble leap to kiss the tender inward of thy hand, whilst my poor lips, which should that harvest reap, at the wood's boldness by thee blushing stand. To be so tickled they would change their state and situation with those dancing chips o'er whom thy fingers walk with gentle gait, making dead wood more blessed than living lips. Since saucy jacks so happy are in this, give them thy fingers, me thy lips to kiss. Sonnet 129. The expense of spirit in a waste of shame is lust in action, and, till action, lust is perjured, murderous, bloody, full of blame, savage, extreme, rude, cruel, not to trust. Enjoyed no sooner but despised straight. Past reason hunted, and no sooner had, past reason hated as a swallowed bait on purpose laid to make the taker mad. Mad in pursuit, and in possession so, had, having, and in quest to have, extreme. A bliss in proof, and proved a very woe. Before, a joy proposed, behind, a dream. All this the world well knows, yet none knows well to shun the heaven that leads men to this hell. Sonnet 130. My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun? If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head. I have seen roses damasked red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. And in some perfumes is there more delight than in the breath that from my mistress reeks. I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that music hath a far more pleasing sound. I grant I never saw a goddess go. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any she belied with false compare. Recorded by David Foss, San Antonio, Texas, December 26th, 2005.